it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a new bit of wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Graham this morning from Crossroads Chiropractic Lakeside up in Meredith. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling quite energized today.
Perfect.
Perfect for today's topic.
That's absolutely perfect.
So we just recently hosted a workshop at Crossroads that was all about natural ways to improve your energy.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes you hit a certain age or maybe a slump in life where it just getting up and getting out of bed and doing the day's routine, and just you don't have that spring in your step that you may have had years ago.
I think that's true, but I also think that's a lot of kids, because it seems like we have a lot of kids in the office, and I'm like, hey, how are you? And they're like, I'm tired. I'm like, you're 12. You're not allowed to be tired. Like, why are you tired? You're 12. And, you know, you go to the gas station and there's 92 varieties of like Rockstar and Monster Energy drink and Red Bull and things that have weird names like Steel Cobra and like, you know, there's so many energy products. It's a $1 billion industry. And obviously they wouldn't be making more and more products if this wasn't something that sold a lot and that people were looking for. We are very, very, very tired as a whole. And I don't know if it's because we're very tired or we pack too much stuff in, so we make ourselves tired or we're overly booked. I have no idea, but clearly people are low energy.
Yeah. I can't believe people buy those little things.
Yeah.
Those little poisonous rush your heart in a jar bottle things. But hey.
Hey.
With
each their own.
Times call for desperate measures.
But you know, the thing about it is, I guess that's what we're really all about in that workshop and talking about today is if you could put yourself in a position to have significantly more energy, to fatigue-proof yourself, if you will, so that you weren't in a position where you were at such a deficit where you're like, I'm not going to get through this day without some kind of energy enhancer.
Right.
I'm not going to get through this day without having the eighth cup of coffee. Like, listen, I like coffee. I'm not, you know, but at some point, we need to be able to be energetic, lively, accomplishing things on our own, without chemical enhancement. That would be a good thing.
That's today's goal. I like it. So we're going to talk today. We've got 12 tips to help boost your energy naturally. Starting off with, actually, the reverse of boosting your energy is to stop zapping your energy with this one thing.
Can't boost it unless you stop zapping it.
Yeah. Stop zapping it with sugar.
If everybody just stopped eating sugar, you would be amazed at all the health benefits for you, ranging from your joints would feel better, you know, to your weight would be better, your metabolic panels would be better, all these different things that are really cool be better. But another one is your energy levels would be better, which I know could feel counterintuitive, because you see, like, if you see kids at a birthday party and they're jumping up and down and hitting their heads on walls because they have a sugar high, you're like, wait, sugar gives you energy. Yeah, kind of, for a minute. Yeah.
Temporarily.
But it makes your blood sugar will spike up and you'll get all kinds of energy, and then it will crash really hard and you'll crash back down. And the only way to keep it going is to give it more of the drug. Because really, sugar is a drug.
Yep.
The way it affects your body.
And it affects your brain. It's addictive.
Yeah. More so when, I mean, I'm sure most people have seen this segment out because it's so dramatic, but when they looked at rats in a research study and they gave them sugar water and they got them all hooked on that and cocaine water and they're hooked on that. And then, the rats who are on the cocaine water, like, they would switch to the sugar. But the rats who are on the sugar water, they don't want to switch to the cocaine water because they're too hooked.
The sugar's the good
the
stuff.
The sugar's the good stuff. And so the researchers were elaborating out that it was it's harder to kick sugar than cocaine. They looked at, like, the brain activity, which is insane.
It is, but it explains so much.
Mm-hmm.
So our tip number two is, instead of reaching for that sugar and that candy and that processed food, instead reach for fuel that will actually give your body nutrients.
Yeah.
So that you actually have energy.
That's the thing, is your body is so good at dealing with all the junk we do to it, but it has to have the materials to be able to take care of you. It has to have the building blocks. And so, yeah, maybe sometimes you do have to push yourself too hard because you have a work deadline and you have to stay up later than you should or all these things. But if you're giving yourself the correct building blocks through good nutrient-dense food, so fruits, mm-hmm. vegetables, nuts, mm-hmm. seeds, lean protein, like if you're focusing on those, and that's not saying you have to be perfect. It's not saying that you go to a friend's house and they baked a dessert that you're not going to participate occasionally, but making, you know, 90 or 95% of your diet based around those types of things, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and lean protein, you're going to be significantly better off in terms of your energy levels because your blood levels, your blood sugar levels are going to be stable. Your food's going to have all kinds of nutrients and it's the nutrient density is going to be so totally high. So your cells are going to be fed and your body's going to be able to do the things that you're supposed to be able to do.
Okay. So we've done two steps, common sense right now. Stop the sugar and start eating real food.
So basically your mom was right. So put down the cookie, Grammy said, and eat the broccoli, and she was right.
Right. So I have a bonus tip while we're talking about the fueling your body with high octane foods, and that's to stock up on foods that are rich in B12, because B12 is also called the energy vitamin. It's important for your thyroid function and for healthy blood cells and giving your body a good fueled base. And so top 12 B foods, sardines, beef liver, Atlantic mackerel, lamb, wild-caught salmon, grass-fed beef, eggs.
I mean, you didn't have me at the beginning of the list.
Yeah,
but
I know. It got better towards the end.
Feeling stronger with the salmon and the grass-fed beef and the eggs. Now we're speaking my language.
Okay, all right.
I'm skipping the sardines and the beef liver. But if you like those things, great. But vitamin B12, as Dr. Stephanie alluded to, is the energy vitamin. And the thing about it is we a lot of people are deficient on it. I mean, some people even have to get shots of it. Mm-hmm. And if you could prevent that by being out there and eating these good foods, I mean, listen, how can you go around with some good eggs or grass-fed beef?
No. And you know, if you're Australian, you love B12 because that's Vegemite. Vegemite stuff.
I've had Vegemite. Yeah. I didn't go back. But I'm not Australian. It's right. What you grew up with.
Yep.
Because my understanding is that a lot of people outside of our country hate peanut butter, right?
What?
I know. It's kind of our deal.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. We'll have to ask some of our internationals we know.
We'll do some surveys. We'll get back to you on that one. So number three on our list of top ways to boost your energy naturally is to get a boost with sunlight, actually being outside and absorbing some sun into your skin.
Getting your vitamin D fix.
Right?
So symptoms of a vitamin D deficiency include if you're getting sick, or getting a lot of infections, which you think about in the winter, people are like, oh, it's wintertime. I get sick more often. Well, part of that's probably is you're more vitamin D deficient in the winter because you're not outside as much. You're not getting that sunlight, which helps you with that. Fatigue, bone and back pain, depression, impaired wound healing, bone loss, hair loss, you know, all these kinds of pain symptoms or breakdown the body because you don't have enough vitamin D. And if you're listening to this, I assume you're probably someone who lives in the Northern Hemisphere, unless you're visiting. And if you are, welcome. But if you live in New Hampshire, there's a good chance that you're not getting enough sunlight because we just don't have enough days of enough sun. I mean, really. Mm-hmm. And when we do have sun, what do?
We put on sunscreen and block it.
And layers. And we're not saying you should go out in midday and be out there for 2 hours with no sunscreen and be burnt to a crisp. But if you go out every single time and you're completely covered in clothes or always have sunscreen on, you're not going to get the vitamin D. You could go out at a less threatening time, say in the morning while it's still sunny and that kind of sun is less likely to do any kind of damage to you, and just be out there for 10 or 15 minutes to get that vitamin D.
Yep. And if not, you can always supplement if that's, you know, the route that you need to go. They say that about 40% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. And we live in New Hampshire. So
supplementation may be necessary for us.
Supplementation might be necessary, which leads into our tip number four for boosting energy, and that is supplements. There are some basic supplements that everybody, just about everybody, could benefit from.
Yeah, and as a whole, like, you know, I don't think either of us are huge, like, monster supplement people where people should have, like, you know, a list of 82 supplements they take or whatever. I mean, if that's your jam, do your thing. That's, you know, everybody's going to find what works for them. That's great. But there are some basic things, as we refer to when we're talking about food, giving your body those basic building blocks to work with. And, four main ones, vitamin D, which, mm-hmm. you know, we just alluded to in tip three, a whole food multivitamin, probiotics, and an omega-3 fish oil. So the big three would be the fish oil, the probiotics, and a whole food multivitamin.
Absolutely.
And when you look at your vitamin, look at what it's made out of, and if it's not food names that you recognize, then you're not dealing with a whole food multivitamin. Whole food multivitamins are available at most health food stores, and a lot of grocery stores are starting to have them now as well. Mm-hmm. And so you can find the options, and even places like Target and Walmart. So you can find them out there, but look at the sources, take the time. Or if you see that your vitamin has 1,000% of something, the reason it has 1,000%, like it has 1,000% of vitamin C, we're Americans. We see that and we think more is better. But the truth of the matter is it has 1,000% because whatever they use to make that vitamin C is not very bioefficient, or it's not very available to you. And so they have to put that much in so you can get enough that's usable for you. So if you look at one and you see it says like 80% of your vitamin C, don't think you're getting less for your money. Know that you're getting something that will actually work for you. And so that's something, a quick tip to look at as well.
Quality really does matter when you're buying your supplements.
Big time.
Absolutely. Now, tip number 5 for increasing energy may also seem counterintuitive, but it is to spend energy, to make energy through exercise.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So how does that work?
So when you exercise, it can help improve your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you sleep better at night, thus more energy. Exercising also gives your cells more oxygen because it circulates the blood system. And then when you exercise, it can help release epinephrine and norepinephrine, which are stress hormones that in a little modest amount can help you feel energized.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's a healthy amount because you're exercising.
And along with like earlier, we talked about tip 1 being like not eating sugar, for example.
Yep.
Exercise and not eating sugar. If you, those fix so
that's
many.
That's all you took out of our today show.
Those fix so many problems. And the biggest barriers, I think, for people with exercise are usually time and money. And the problem with that is those are just excuses. Because it's about priorities in terms of time, because you don't have to exercise that much to get the benefits. 20 or 30 minutes a day will do it. And those sessions could even be broken down into smaller segments, research shows. So you could do 3 segments of 10 minutes and get the same physiological benefits as one 30-minute bout. And as far as money goes, you don't need money. I mean, there are gyms that you can spend a lot more money on. There are also gyms that are a lot more reasonably cost in most areas. But you can go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You can march in place in your bedroom if you have to. I mean, it's just getting moving.
Absolutely. And I think there's an added benefit to being moving outside.
You get your
as
vitamin D.
Oh, yeah. Bonus. You get your vitamin D.
It all ties together.
It does. It does. If you're just tuning in, we're here on Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie with Dr. Graham from Crossroads Chiropractic. We are talking about ways to boost your energy naturally, which is a fantastic topic, not just for us older folks, but for the kids too, as Dr. Graham pointed out at the beginning of the show. Those kids that are looking a little sluggish and maybe not wanting to get out of bed, maybe not wanting to get off the couch and away from video games and outside. So stay tuned. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on Half Hour to Health.